USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Drought and high demand are expected to force the first-ever mandatory cuts to water supply that 40 million people across the Colorado River depend on. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's project next week will spare cities and tribes, but hit Arizona farmers hard. Pinal County, Arizona's top producer of cotton, barley, and livestock, says they will be hit very hard. Arizona is expected to lose 512,000 acre-feet of water. Nevada will lose 21,000 acre-feet, and Mexico will lose 80,000 acre-feet of water. An acre-foot is enough water to supply 1 to 2 households for a year. The Loudoun County School Board west of Washington, D.C. voted 7-2 Wednesday evening to approve the rights of transgender students. Students can choose which bathroom to use, and faculty must address the student with the preferred pronoun. Loudoun School Board said the number one priority is to foster the success of all students and ensure they feel safe, secure, and accepted. USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now, Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
The Biden administration's education secretary wants all teachers vaccinated before returning to the classrooms. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said Wednesday that he supports mandating COVID-19 vaccinations for teachers before they return to classrooms for the new year. The former head of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, tells Fox News that the classroom is one of the areas where vaccine requirements make sense to him.
For a school setting where you have teachers and staff who may be at increased risk of having severe disease, you have children for whom vaccines aren't yet available, I think considering requiring vaccination is something that should be on the table. My hope is that more people will reach out to their own healthcare providers, explore this, get their questions answered, and make the decision to get vaccinated.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thank you, Dan. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the Taliban gained more control across Afghanistan, U.S. officials scrambled to assess just how quickly the government in Kabul could fall. President Biden on Tuesday.
We spent over $1 trillion over 20 years. We trained and equipped with modern equipment over 300,000 Afghan forces. And Afghan leaders have to come together. We lost thousands, lost death and injury. Thousands of American personnel. They've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. The United States, I'll insist we continue to keep the commitments we made of providing close air support, making sure that their Air Force functions and is operable, resupplying their forces with food and equipment, and paying all their salaries. They've got to want to fight. They have outnumbered the Taliban, and I'm getting daily briefings. I think there's still a possibility. You have a significant new Secretary of Defense, our equivalent of Secretary of Defense in Afghanistan, Bushmullah Khan, who's a serious fighter. I think they're beginning to realize they've got to come together politically at the top.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.